Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
And if you do have Snatch Arrow.
So you can! You can catch the bullet!
Wait, don't you automatically deflect a projectile?
No. I don't have deflect. I have snatch.
So you catch a bullet!
Can I jump onto him?
You'll have to give me a jump check.
Let me double check to make sure they didn't change.
10, 20, 30, if you don't have a running start. Because you are not like Jessica and can spring from your position.
But is he at a higher...
I am higher.
So that gives him an advantage.
I'll give you a plus +5.
What's Ryan doing?
He's jumping 15 feet standing.
Is this acrobatics?
From up onto him.
Yes.
He's doing one of my feet.
So I'm okay with that.
Okay. You can only throw back thrown weapons.
Yes. I talked to Jessica about that because I'm like, you can't catch a bullet.
I was going to try.
No, I got to roll.
Wait, she can catch a bullet?
No. He gave you plus +5.
No, she can't.
You got 5 right there, huh?
Yes, I got to roll 5 or better. The DC is how long it is that right?
It's a DC 30.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So did she at least deflect the bullet?
Yes.
No.
No, it's a bullet. If she shot me, I could grab it.
The reason is, you know what? There's a group of monks who thought that they could deflect a bullet. It was called the Boxer Rebellion in China. They were gunned down by the British.
Yeah, she's an anime-style monk. That says something about her skill level.
Okay. I can do anything, except I'm not young enough.
Didn't they have that Mythbusters guy catch a bullet?
Catch an arrow.
An arrow.
And he did it once out of, like, what was it, 20 shots or something like
there
that?
It was less than 20.
Yeah.
But, like, 5.
Yeah, and she can do that whenever she wants.
No, well, we're not catching a bullet. Arrows, crossbow bolts, I can see. Bullets, I'm drawing the line at.
Yeah, because you'd actually, your skin would actually have to be harder than it.
In addition, that is entering the realm of mutants and masterminds. When you look at the levels of insanity, it goes mutants and masterminds, D&D, Warhammer Fantasy. Catch a bullet!
I got it in my ribcage. Healer!
Oh, I'm sorry, I made it worse. And I gave you a disease.
Because actually, if we did try to catch bullets, it'd just go straight through your hand. Your hand's too squishy.
Was that
make an attack?
Charge or...
Yeah. That's why you catch it in motion.
I'd like
it's to burn your skin out.
I'd like 25.
You'll hit.
The appropriate level.
You'll hit 20 anything.
Put her hand on a surface and fall down it as far as she wants. As long as she's got her hand on that surface, she takes no damage when she hits the ground. Because she slowed herself with a hand.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And he escapes with no rope burns or anything similar.
Hey, look, I saw that in Prince of Persia.
Let me get this. Let me make this.
12.
Let me make this more absurd. She falls from a blimp, and there's a 5-foot wall she's falling next to at the end of the fall. She takes no damage.
Yeah, you guys were telling me about that earlier.
Like, hey, Venus, this is Rick!
Tyler. It appears that they are going to kill one of the dwarves.
Which one?
I'm not going to kill him.
He has been shivved and shot.
I haven't.
And kicked.
No, I have not officially kicked him.
She kicked his gun out of his hands.
No, I disarmed him.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead and...
Well, he's firing at us.
Deal with the other dwarves.
Hey, we can get a beard.
Yeah. We don't need them now.
I know.
Did that guy have his pistol out?
Yes.
They both do.
Okay. His rifle is over here at this point. It's not even loaded.
I will tumble charge him and disarm him.
You just got a new level.
I have minuses to this. Or would he just get an attack of opportunity normally?
No, tumbling.
Don't you have tumble charge?
I'm talking about the disarm.
Oh, yes. He can.
With what?
His pistol.
He like smacks me with it?
Yeah.
Okay. I can accept that.
Is that a D3?
He misses.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I strength. Just saw him.
Thanks! Okay, you hold his pistol on him.
I'm not gonna shoot him.
Let's see.
If he doesn't look scared, there's no bullets.
Okay. Do you want me to roll intimidate?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're not intimidating enough, he thinks that you don't know how to use it. Because you've got your thumb on the safety.
25. Does Ryan get attack opportunity?
No, not with pistols, because pistols can be used in close combat.
Yeah.
Now remember, dwarf and pistol scout.
Two hits.
By the way, Jessica. Yeah, I stole that guy's pistol. I'm totally holding him, and he's like, "Okay, I'm done."
You're enjoying this character way too much.
18.
Hey, it's just fun. Come on.
And then two more shots ring out from the tower.
Yeah. They're sniping me.
I think I'm very one hit acrobat right now.
Apparently I'm just hiding down here.
Yeah. 6 more points.
You're raging at a door.
No, actually I stopped raging. my rage now lasts a certain number of rounds per day, and I can just deactivate whenever I want.
And of course you can hear that they're calling
and
out.
You can reactivate it. Double the amount of rounds that it took him, because that's how he fatigued less.
All right.
So he has to rounds. Use fatigue for 2 rounds going, wham! He spends 12 seconds going,
oh, my leg!
All right, that was the dwarf's Amanda. Hello? 15.
Hey.
Yes. You already went this turn, didn't you?
About 50 cents.
Yes.
How do I roll to take his gun from him?
You roll CMB, he gets attack opportunity on you.
Is CMB not sleight of hand?
Yeah,
it's CMB. CMB.
It's CMB.
Well, yeah, because he's wielding it, right?
Half price books will definitely buy him.
26.
That will steal his pistol from him.
Did you have a weapon out?
A bow. One hand.
Okay, so you had to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't use any of them.
Sure, I'm willing to do
that. Actually, is pistol one-handed?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can use a pistol, sure. You can't use a bow. You have a -40 to use a pistol, though.
You can use most light pistols in one hand. You cannot use a dwarven pistol in one hand.
Yeah, I'll say you have no idea how much money that's actually originally cost me.
All right.
So whose turn is it?
Alec.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's fatigued.
It's actually more than that. I did the math. I think it would be about $2,000, actually.
Connor's there. Steven has joined us now.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
He showed up from his stupid Mormon group. They're at the door.
And... this is the tower we're in. Yeah. They're on this.
Give me area. Strength, you are fatigued. This is -2 on this.
Kick.
Stupid door. Okay. Steven, you've reached the ground. 30 feet away, there is a small outcropping of a building. There are large double doors. These are 2 guard towers. This is kind of the gateway.
This is kind of a shooting gallery area. There's a light here on this door. But there's no light elsewhere, really.
And that light is an ever-burning lantern.
Alec knows this.
Yes.
They did not use ever-burning lanterns up here. I'm not quite sure why. But they did use them up here.
I got a 25 in perception. Hearing, sight, whatever. Just kind of notice the area.
So you'll notice that these two guys over here are no longer... There are two dwarfs in this tower.
You mean this tower?
Yeah, that tower, sorry. Are no longer there.
So they've gone standing long.
These six, however, are shooting over in your tower.
Steven, actually, the alarms are giant pyres.
Did anyone scout this area first, find out where everything was?
Yes.
So do we know where this, we need to go?
No.
We have a vague idea. How's this scouting?
I asked them to want me to go back and check in here. They didn't want me to go inside.
Where's the adamantium?
It took him 2 hours.
In this area, because there's this
we
door or this door.
We don't actually know if there is adamantium here.
Steven, this is the side of a mountain. How are we going to get in?
We have somebody with stealth and disabled device go, and the rest of us sit back.
I have disabled device.
Well, you always need backup. And then we all sit here and wait until they come back and say, okay, this is how we get there. Then
and if they get caught?
That's what their job is.
Hey, Steven, I offered to go, but people didn't want me to.
So, Steven, what are you doing other than whining?
Oh, I'm going to go try to help Lurton open the door.
I'd also like to point out, it's fairly obvious when someone opens the door.
Not if they roll high enough self. That's the sad part of it. Does 18. I don't know if I have to add modifiers, but...
Strength?
Yeah.
You will indeed burst the door open. It was a strong wooden door. Peeking in, you can see... the stables. Epic! There are 6 stalls with 2 ponies. And a young, beardless dwarf cowering in the corner. Praying to himself. Or praying. Or,
does he speak goblin?
No.
Does he speak common? Well, Tongan?
No.
This is a different part of the world.
Does he speak undercommon?
No. You've been blathering at him in tongue.
Going, what tongue do you speak? Do you speak this one? How do you pronounce it? I'm gonna hear her!
Oh dear lord, the demon speaks in tongues!
Shut the door.
It doesn't latch anymore.
See, when you shut the door, it goes...
Jessica!
Okay. Well.
That is the stables.
This is gonna end very poorly.
This is why we have scouting parties.
Thanks, Steven. You realize scouting parties would have done nothing because they spot us if we were trying to make our way in.
I've got one point. Hold on, before you guys argue, I got one point about that. If I'm going to scout, I might as well go steal the adamantium.
It might be too big for just one person to carry away.
The weapons? Maybe if I got taught a greatsword or something, I'd be like...
There's this nice line to drag it. I wonder where the thief went.
And then it runs into a dead-end wall, and they're like, what the fuck?
Then it goes up the wall.
They're like, how did they do that when they were slowed and couldn't even pick up this weapon?
Alright, let's let this dwarf go.
Yeah, I was just gonna sit there and intimidate him.
I took his pistol.
Can somebody ask where this stuff is?
No.
I have it now.
I will bow to him and
I'm about to say,
gesture for him to go back
always.
To the other tower.
Mm-hmm. I'll just kind of...
Give me an intimidate. You are intimidating. Basically, this is you kind of trying to take the fight out of him. You're intimidating, so roll.
Okay.
You're next.
Who?
Andre, you actually gotta use this.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons I also did it. I was like, wait, we have a model for this.
You point away and he's like... type of thing.
Wait, when did we get to the other dwarven area?
I was gonna say, we're voted?
No.
See, bye!
It looks like, you know, how your dragon has that blaze of glory image that occasionally crosses her mind? Right.
Mm-hmm. X-Dwarf went berserk. X-Dwarf went berserk.
Alright, well then, I will shoot 5 and duck in the cover and peel this thing out of my leg.
Stop bleeding!
No!
This guy got shot in the leg and it's now lodged in the bone.
Can't you also use wholeness of body or something?
It has to be a heal check to pull the bullet out. Magic won't do it.
Yes. But I mean, like, afterwards.
Yes.
To heal yourself.
Yes, I can.
She expends 2 key points.
Mm-hmm. Which I actually don't have a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 20.
That's exactly what you need.
Okay.
Isn't it 1 per level?
It's half my level plus my wisdom.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you pull so both. Like,
Ryan.
Why no? My wisdom's 15.
I'm intimidated.
Because I don't have my ammo on.
I guess since he refused.
So it's a 7.
I'll just try and...
I have 7 points.
Have you, kill him.
Have you
some luck, luck up.
Hit him with
I'll just try and kick him off.
I don't need to use it for that.
Okay. You will attempt to bull rush him?
I was wondering if...
I guess.
Give me a CMB versus his CMB.
Does this dwarf take more damage because he's smaller?
No.
He's medium-sized.
He's medium.
They're medium-sized.
Yeah. They're about this tall.
Oh, okay.
Dwarfs are just about that tall.
They're about as tall as us.
Here, I'm 5'1".
Right. See, they're about down to here, then.
Yeah, they're like on my shoulder.
Okay. Just small size gets down to here.
Yeah.
This is gnomes and halflings.
Small size about...
That's why men like dating halfling women.
I thought they were smaller.
You will not actually do it because he is resistant.
I rolled a 6.
Man, these dwarves are stable.
3.5 PHP sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, may I see it for a moment?
All right.
You show her in the actual PHP.
That's Ryan Tyler.
His size comparison is in the PHP.
I'll point towards his like holster.
Never mind.
Oh, start
before you take everything off.
So, you there? Stop.
I could have waited until you were done. And then I'm like, oh yeah, by the way. Damn it.
Gnomes are taller than halflings.
Yeah,
barely.
I tried to open
the door. It clicks, but it doesn't move. It's barred from the other side.
This is coming from Amanda's first thing.
Point Warcraft.
Well, my first thing is garden gnomes, which are still small.
I guess.
I'll tie them up. Voila!
How intimidating.
And then I go like... I got it now. What? You guys aren't done?
He's not...
What's your CMD?
He's not scared of me.
Sorry, you're no longer a ghoul.
But I put the... The whole
29.
With the rest of my turn. Oh, man, that'd be funny. If he knocks him off. Yeah, he tries to push
you. You want
to
Benny it?
He doesn't have high enough points to make it worthwhile. 3 shots ring out at the one person over here.
I feel like I've been skipped.
You weren't skipped. You walked up and took his pistol.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
It's just been a long time because we explained to Stephen
what was going on.
That's because I'm center of everyone's world.
22 as rifle shots ring out and hit you.
Huh?
As much as you try to ignore that world.
No, I tried in all your worlds because I focus on mine just as all of you have to focus on my world. It's just how it works, guys.
We just tried to ignore that the world exists.
That's right.
15 Amanda.
Does damage with that or something?
If I'm
what is
going
Severia
to be killed
doing?
Or knocked unconscious.
She's tying that dwarf up.
That's my turn. I told the dwarf to get in the corner and I tied him up.
Yeah. I point at the dwarf and then point over to the other dwarf.
He's intimidation at this point.
He's gone berserk in the sense that he's
can
got
I grapple him?
He's like righteous justice now.
He's now glory bound.
Give me a CMB versus his CMD. Okay. He doesn't have any weapons to attack you with.
What?
Here's CMB versus his CMD.
Yeah.
See, we just can't roll.
Steven, it was awesome. I stole this dwarf's gun.
This is an exceedingly resilient dwarf.
Because I was on the roof.
Large.
And acrobatic charge right next to him. We
have to do that next
and
time.
And then I pointed at him and intimidated him.
19.
And he surrendered.
The funeral was glorious.
Andre.
She's pushing down.
Yeah, he's like pushing against your face and you're like, what the hell? And he's pushing right back.
I think we have our next group being Mahler.
Wow. Steven, you're standing front. Sorry, that was Amanda Alec. You're the A.
I suppose I'll begin.
You're the C. The stables. The horses whinny.
As the dog goes.
You mean the ponies?
The ponies.
So they're all mountain goats.
Then there's the pony pyre.
Right next to the sparkle pyre.
Yep. Okay, I guess I'll begin making my way to the other set of doors.
This one over here?
Yep. Let's see how far that is. I'm going to stealth, by the way, once I get out of the light.
There's nothing to stealth with.
There's darkness.
That helps so much against people with dark vision.
Okay, they only have 60 feet of it.
All right, so hold on.
So basically, inside of the city, they don't.
Oh my good lord!
You can run over the doors.
Just run, not double move.
That's too many squares to move.
Hold on, what's your movement?
40 feet.
You will be able to double move.
Okay, I'll double move to the door.
Okay. These are 20 foot wide, like, giant iron doors with a grimacing door face of...
Nah.
I take it these are locked, too?
Yes, they are indeed barred.
Like, barred from the other side?
Yes.
Like, we're not moving them, kind of barred.
You got to break the bar.
Yeah.
What is do we easy do at this point? That?
Or we'll have to get
creative. I'd make him greatsword.
Or we'll have to get creative, Ellie.
Or a lightsaber.
Go in through their doors up there.
How is that possible?
Okay.
How is it possible?
Well, we can take out all the dwarves.
Steven.
Seeing that she ran over the door and it didn't move, I'm going to charge the door, the strength check.
Give me a strength check.
Oh, God. It's gonna be bad.
He gives himself a concussion.
I got a 15!
Oh. What you don't realize is this door is made of adamantium.
I take my free action to pose on the ground, like a Tana and Wink.
Top of the round,
that's what he wants.
Jessica.
Are you accepting?
No.
She'd be like, is that a proposal?
No, I'm married, so I can't say that anymore.
Night Guard can't. Go fuck yourself.
Are you sure that's something different? Like, something reasonable?
Go fuck yourself.
Now that would be like...
No, no, this is the sign for that.
Yeah. Someone salutes us and be like, yeah, same.
Yeah, buddy! Have a great day!
Alright.
The guard comes by. Yep!
Well, I can't
and
see
then,
them,
and
can
then,
I?
Like... So you fuck yourself and your mom's
You can't see him. He's not hard to see.
Okay. Wait, isn't it dark down here?
No, there's a lantern by this door.
Oh, we went to that? Okay.
That's the only other door.
No,
there's lanterns by each door.
You can't see Steven because he just charged the steel doors.
There's a lantern by this door.
I thought you said the lantern was by that door.
There's a lantern by that door, too.
Okay.
There's
lanterns by all the doors.
Yeah.
I thought I heard Ryan say there were no other lights in here, so I apologize.
Andre did say there were no other lights.
There were lights here and here, but there are no lights up here.
Okay.
Did they go out?
You put out.
Well, so the lanterns that you put out.
Oh, okay. There's no lights on the inside of the wall, Stephen.
Yes.
But there's two lights here that I can put out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, I noticed him slammed the door.
Son.
Well, I think they know that they're under assault now.
We're under assault by a... From the gong of that, it sounded like a flabby uncooked meat patty? Is that right, guys?
He is tied up.
What kind of orcs would charge the door with just one of them?
Are the orcs launching... ground beef out of catapults at our doors again?
Again?
No, obviously... No, okay, I got it. I know what happened. They launched the door.
Does he speak orcish?
I'm sorry, they launched a goblin.
A dork.
No.
They launched a doom diver. I was about to say that.
He recognizes it, but he doesn't notice it. He doesn't understand.
Okay.
What language did you try?
Orc. Yeah. Alright, then. I touch him. Now cast Comprehend Languages on him.
He resists.
Quite well.
Tries.
He doesn't know what spells being cast on him, so
yeah.
he will attempt to resist.
What do you get?
12.
No.
That does not...
It's 1 plus your wisdom.
Yeah.
10. Plus 1.
Okay, so yes.
Plus your wisdom.
Okay.
It's 1 plus your wisdom. DC resistance 6.
It's just, in my head, the 10 is automatically there.
Yes.
The 10 is always there. This is D20.
Yeah.
All
right. All right. Do you have any friends that do speak Orcish so I can talk to them?
Point.
Point the nose with the beard.
Which one's he pointing to?
He's pointing to the center tower.
Is it your commander on the gate? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Fun times, then.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. All right, I'll make this simple. Do you have any mithril or antimanium here?
Yes.
I think that was a, I'm not telling you.
No, no, no.
That was a, I'm really not going to tell you.
No, no, not you. Not you.
You have disgraced my god and go to hell.
Can I try to bluff him out of it? Bluff it out of him?
Sure. You can.
What are you trying to do?
Try to get him to slip up and be... An after 20?
Yes.
Oh, well, anyways. See how good my bluff... Oh,
you got
I got a 19. He's like, I see right through you.
Wait, you're trying to get me to talk. I'm not saying anything. You can't get me to talk. Oh, wait, I'm talking.
He just, basically, he just buttons up. He just goes...
Yeah, that's fine.
Cute. We're going to go find his leader.
Yep, we have to go through that dwarf and then the other six.
I'll go yell at Tana and whatnot. You can knock out the little dwarf that's being annoying. So we don't get shot up more.
Sure, I'll do that on my turn.
Sounds good.
Ryan.
Natural one.
What are you doing?
He's trying to push him off.
Which is stupid.
You're still trying to push him? Why are you pushing a dwarf?
That is kind of a dumb move.
27.
Dryza will finally push him off.
Doesn't he have to succeed and then keep it till next turn to actually move him?
He's right next to it.
He's right next to it. I thought to move
him. Bull rushed
him. I'm bull rushing.
Oh, you're bull rushing.
Not grappling.
Okay.
Yeah. He will fail his reflex. He will fall. And take 8.
And I'll run
to it.
And take off.
You're what?
I'll run into the place and take cover.
You guys have secured one tower. Tyler!
Alright, I'll go ahead and yell over to Tana and,
Dick.
Dick. Hey! Dick and Tana! We need to take the commander.
In the center tower.
He knows shit.
In the center tower.
Alright!
He's in the main tower in the middle.
Okay.
I pick up a gun.
The rifle. That's
the rifle.
Right there.
And then move over to
the... He takes a pot shot at us.
What? By the way.
Position there. And take cover. There are three dwarves firing as their only target.
The rifle on the ground over there is empty.
There's more than... There was more rifles around, wasn't there? There was two set against that wall. And then they had their own. Okay, well then I grab one and that's my turn.
He said there was spare ammunition.
Oh, I'm sorry. I grab that, yell at them, and then move over here. You will take 15.
If I knew one was there, I'd win, like, because I have that plan.
Check for on her magic armor.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I do have magic armor.
Functions normally.
Marmaduke!
Marmaduke!
Marmaduke.
That's what I heard.
From your current position, you are...
I can't believe that person's name was actually that.
It was amazing.
It was Durka what?
It was Durka...
You are 60 feet away from them.
Durka,
at your current
Durka,
position.
Durka, Durka. Oh,
I think it's like Durka Dar or something now. It was just like that slightest
bit. Can I see at least one of them?
Yes. Wow. Durka Dar.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real person's name.
It was great.
Functions normal.
And I spoke with Napoleon this week as well. That was fun.
It's like 30-something.
Oh, yeah. You'll hit Napoleon.
I spoke with Napoleon.
Ziboney pal! Who was that?
Just some person who had defaulted.
12.
Oh.
No spectacular story.
12.
Nothing happened, but it was Napoleon.
All right. Hold on. Let me quickly pause this.
Was it the last name or first name?
Let's see. The dwarfs just went. Amanda shot and missed. No, shot and hit.
Yes.
That dwarf... took 12. That guy's on the ground. How far apart am I from those dwarves? Back here, it's 70 feet to them.
Okay, gotcha.
Starting from here, so 85 right now.
What's the range of around the rifles?
300.
He's a super.
Children, stop.
Watch out.
I was trying to get away. Run,
Alec.
I'll move 30 feet along the opposite wall of where I have been moving.
Shoot out 3,000 feet this way?
Yeah, I'll move. You know what? I'll run to the wall along the wall.
Dude,
you run up to the wall.
Steven.
I run to the wall. Well, I run to the center tower.
Mm-hmm. You run to the center.
No, I'm not running to that tower. I'm running here, other side.
Yeah, I know. I said you're up there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, right.
There is no one actually up there.
Yeah, that's why I'm going
and
in.
And I dive for cover into the corner.
The portcullises are closed, so...
I assume with my 19 plus base perception, I noticed there was no one there pretty easily.
Oh, wait, you guys opened the door?
No.
Oh.
Well, that door.
Okay.
You're kind of stable.
And a very scared, stable boy.
I was tempted to offer him a help around point, Jessica. But then, you know, it'd be... Might be just trying to corrupt him as a demon.
The demon is offering gold.
The demon has pointy ears.
I will.
Yeah. Think if I offered him the gold.
Think if I walked in there naked with tattoos all over my body and went, hey!
Then you'd just be a
I'm
pedophile.
Actually going to start buffing myself right now.
Alright, since you're Divine Cleric, they don't care.
Well, they do care.
They believe in that. Right.
They believe I worship the devil as a typhling.
They're not far off.
Wait, I thought she couldn't cast on the ground.
What? That's been amended because she's important.
Okay.
To her god.
Oh, no, yeah, she can cast.
Okay.
You said there was spare ammunition up here?
Mm-hmm.
I will load my gun.
Are you using your revolver?
Yeah.
It does. The ammunition is not compatible.
Damn. Okay, I'll grab the rifle behind me and load that.
So you basically have a musket and a revolver.
Yes.
I take this slug.
I have 10 bullets for my revolver. And then however many spare ones.
Can you reload a gun without being proficient in it?
Yeah, it just takes a full turn.
That's fine.
Well, it takes a full turn anyway.
Yeah, but it also takes training to know what to do.
Well, natural ones will be fun. Anyway.
We bullshit it, Steven, and somehow we get it.
We're PCs.
We're PCs.
Also,
obviously
we watched them do it.
That's true, Tyler. Yeah.
I will go ahead and shoot that dwarf.
Okay, he does indeed have cover.
So do I.
Andre, what question? What are these dotted lines?
Those are actually iron gates.
Oh. I have a -4. Any bonuses for these? Dwarven craft guns?
No.
Yeah. Oh, so these are the ones that we see that
yes.
way?
Yes. That's why I drew it out, because I don't know who else
He wants to give us reasons to use other weapons besides guns.
I don't have a reason to use another weapon besides my gun, because 10-foot range increment.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. If he
I can still hit them.
Aim high!
If he gave guns too many bonuses, would there be a reason to use anything else?
Guns reload in a long, freaky period of time. Let's see. It's 15, so 11,
23. -4 for cover is 19. We'll hit.
All right.
I have a reason not to use guns, because my thing does better damage.
What's
I can sneak attack with it.
2d10.
You can sneak attack with a
gun, too.
You have to be within 30 feet, and they don't know you're there.
Then I should have gotten my sneak attack on that dwarf.
Should have, but now you didn't.
8.
Yeah, she probably knew you were there, though.
He's within 30 feet. I did 9.
Maybe.
He's within 60 feet.
Do I have to reload this gun, or is it like...
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Okay. The
one that
pistol?
I shot.
Yes.
Rifle? Single shot. You will have to spend a full turn reloading.
That's fine. I'll take cover, then. How much cover I can get.
Well, you could hit... If you want to take a movement action, you can go completely prone. Free action to go completely prone, but then it'll take a movement to stand up.
I don't want to take that much.
Well, you can, because you can drop... Reload, next turn, stand up, shoot, drop.
I could, but I'm going to let the dwarves have a chance. Once I start getting really fucked up, then I'll not do it.
My question is, what am I going to do?
My arm, sorry.
I'm pretty sure this iron gate is not going to be light.
You see that these three shift back, and these three step forward and fire.
Cheaters.
No, trained. They still have one target standing right in the open.
I haven't been able to move yet. So
no, you haven't decided to move.
You shot your bow, and that's what you said.
You killed me?
Yeah. Okay, no. I'm still there.
There's one opposite the courtyard.
I know.
Your AC was a 19, you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's 2 hits.
And armor check.
Yep. Hold on, give me a second. I want to shoot her first.
Yeah. Now let's see if her armor explodes.
Oh, really?
Alright, so there's 27, 33. Nope, your armor's funky normal.
Yeah. Your armor's funky normally?
Play that funky music, white boy.
I think we're talking about Tana's armor now.
Okay. That was 1915, Amanda.
I'll shoot and then move.
Thank you, cover.
Hide.
D10.
Functions normally.
Looking for ones.
One is it doesn't function at all, so it functions as a normal bow. Or ten, something happens to it.
What is their AC with no cover?
What'd you get?
21.
You will hit, definitely. Anything that starts with a 2 will hit these guys.
Okay. A 19 also hits them.
Can I get a 2? Does that hit? Starts with a 2.
With your bonuses, now you don't have a nose.
With your bonuses, can you get a 2?
9.
9?
You put, no. It on, put it on her cheek. It's funnier that way.
I usually put it in her ear, but that's just me.
That sounded really, really dirty.
If it's my second attack, then and it's weapon.
I usually put it in her ear, but that's just me.
All right.
Remember the Family Guy episode, ear sex,
two.
Gave the new...
So you can't get a 2.
9.
Alex. Oh, okay.
See, it's 4 minus 4, so 0.
Climbing up the masonry, or are you climbing up the...
Maybe you can get it as a 3.
Mountain's high.
Yes.
Mountain's high, no, is easier, right?
Melee. Strength.
Take
oh, yes.
Melee.
The minimum you can get is a 1. Add
what's
you
the DC
3.
On the masonry? 25?
25.
DC on the wall?
20.
I'm going to climb up the wall.
Okay.
Don't fail.
20.
You move a quarter of your movement.
So 10 feet.
You move up 10 feet. Do you wish to double move? Okay. You are now up 20 feet. You're 10 feet away from reaching the... level of it.
Is this count as masonry, or is, so this is DC 25?
That's masonry, yes.
Huh.
Steven.
Good luck.
I think I'll try.
He's 30 feet up?
He has a corner, though. Isn't that give him some 5 bonuses? Less or something? I forget about corners.
It's if you have something to brace your back against.
Oh, okay. So you're like you're climbing up a chimney.
Let's see, climbing plus 12, so I only need a 13 or higher. I got a 13. I got it. So, I'm 20 feet of the wall.
Okay. You're 10 feet away. Top of the round.
Actually, that,
Jessica.
If you can brace against the opposite perpendicular walls, he has a minus 5 to the DC.
Yeah, perpendicular.
Yeah, perpendicular, not...
Oh, these are...
Perpendicular. No, perpendicular is this.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
perpendicular.
Parallel is this, perpendicular
so you
is
don't
this.
Have any bonuses for parallel?
Because parallel is
climbing a chimney,
better.
Artificial nature, or other location where you can brace against two opposite walls is a minus 10.
Two opposite walls?
That's parallel.
Alright, so yes, it's
right,
a 20.
You heal oh, 7.
Damn.
But is the surface slippery?
No.
That would add a plus 5.
They haven't oiled it up yet. They haven't poured oil on you yet.
Oh,
boiling
really?
Oil. Is that the pathway down?
No.
How far away are they?
Oh, 60 feet.
The fire. No, it's the fire.
Oh, no, yeah. It's actually the grate.
Oh.
Looking down so that way they can pour oil down there.
Yeah.
When somebody tries running into the through the gate.
Okay. Is there a fire there?
No, it's a grate.
Okay, so they only had 2 fires.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are actually funeral fires.
Oh, and then of course. Another one of those lever thingies.
The blinky.
You mean the Morse code?
Yes.
Buttons? Because they haven't quite developed radio yet.
Ryan.
I'll go ahead and load my pistol at hold butt 6.
Yes.
Hey, haste works really well for guns. You just take a round to reload and then shoot.
Yep. I don't want to cast.
Tyler!
I reload. I figure out how to reload the damn thing.
Why the fuck am you? Curse your professional trained individuals.
Why the fuck am you? One fails.
He will hit you.
20% chance. Miss. Mischance.
You have blur?
No, I have the shield.
Mm. Wait, how does that cause a miss?
You'll take 6.
20% as a concealment.
So you have blur?
No, it's not called blur.
It's blur.
Entropic shield. Is that what you're talking about, Jessica?
Yes.
They then take their free action, drop their rifles, and quick draw their pistols. These three do the same, and they will also open fire on you.
Okay.
The benefit, the thing about a dropping shield is it only works against ranged attacks.
Mm-hmm.
How? They can shoot again?
They drew their pistols.
Yeah, each one of them.
Two base attacks?
No, they have rapid shot.
Oh, so you're just firing with the back squad.
Yes, yeah, okay. So it's the back squad that's firing, okay. Not the front one.
The front one fired with their rifles and then dropped.
Yeah, okay. He sprains his wrist. Okay.
He sprains his finger.
So he's like, oh god, that was a lot of kickback. And six more points to you. Oh, hold on. No, there's no more 6 points to you.
Ha!
He says something inspiring and his troops give out a victorious yell.
Good for them.
I don't know why I'm on the ground.
I just threw you on the ground.
Okay. Well, I'm in. I move. Shoot. I hit.
The barbarian is avoiding combat with guns.
The rogue is hiding and shooting from cover.
Yep, both rogues are.
And the ranger is charging from behind.
And the monk's going, yo!
I cannot be touched by the bullet.
The monk's going.
Remember, you switched.
Yeah, so this is the 12.
Wait, do you have a deflect arrow yet?
Andre
established that deflect and snatch arrow do not work on bullets.
Yes.
Why not?
It's like those fruit ones.
Because it's not. Because.
Yeah.
It's not mutants or masterminds.
That's what I was thinking.
But bullets at this time actually don't travel any faster than a...
These are dwarven bullets.
Dude, these have rifling, and they're World War, like, one type weapons.
They don't fire any faster than a full-strung bow.
They have... Steven, they also have steampunk mechs.
Are you serious? I don't think so.
If you guys want, go home and do some research. The history teacher encourages it.
I don't have to go home.
All right.
Oh, I said that's what phones are for. God.
Are you tech people?
That was Amanda Alec.
I do not fall.
You do fall.
You're in an empty tower.
Yep. I look around. Do I see anything in particular?
Much like this one, except, you know, the door's over there. Think, the little lever, couple chairs, the rifles are gone, and the fire is not lit.
Hmm. Well, help.
Snap. Okay, so it's just exactly the same as the other side?
Except the door's on the opposite
Ivan's
wall.
Ivan's vicious.
Ivan?
Yeah, and Iron Man 2, Ivan the villain.
Oh, okay.
He's vicious.
You mean Whiplash?
Say moose and squirrel for me. Moose and squirrel. Steven.
I finished climbing up, and then I'm going to stealth.
Boris and Natasha.
It's okay, I think I'm distracting them.
Yeah, I got a 37.
Purple's the leader? Nope.
What's their ballistic skill?
All right. It's your turn.
Yep. I'm not hasted, am I?
No.
No, there's no...
See? Okay. She's social.
What's up, fat cat?
Jessica.
Is Cassidy more happy now that she's not shitting everywhere?
We're happier.
Do you change your diet or something?
No, we retrained her. Hmm. We stuck her in small, enclosed spaces, so if she pooed on the ground, she'd be sitting next to it the entire night. And cats, which are supposedly inherently clean creatures,
pisses them off. I have trouble believing that.
I will swing.
Our
in
cat
here.
Learned to use the.
I suppose I'll tumble.
Give me a tumble check.
Litter box. Without us even doing
this is the gate and it's closed. The only way in is through the little slit.
That's fine.
She went. He ran right into the litter box.
Escape!
And we're like, what the hell?
Nice.
You peed on the ground 19? Last. You know,
good enough because there is an open slot.
A pen
muzzle
outdoors
for the elite Enfield rifle, which is the most common rifle in World War
One.
Okay.
Yeah, that
you don't even know what a litter box is. How could you do that?
Obviously, the that thing over there has something that can bury its piss and poo.
I'm not sure what a like a fully strung longbow would be.
Fully strung longbow is
one. I don't know which one it was that took damage.
It was crazy. Yeah,
so the white ones are so far the really
almost
dangerous.
Five times that.
It was very weird.
That sounds like pretty weird.
2004 foot away.
All right.
When you guys were playing Nature of the Beast a couple days ago, were you doing a 3x3 field or just
right 2x3?
It's supposed to be 3.
No, my guns are loaded.
Oh, okay.
That's all pop around.
Oh,
fire
okay.
It.
That one.
I was right. Just reading the rules.
You'll be at -2.
3x3 takes a lot longer.
Okay.
I was getting
with the rifle also.
Learn.
No, not with the rifle.
Okay.
Oh. You're also
okay.
Right,
I'll use the rifle
first. Field. Okay.
That's
just like that.
Fire!
I can only load one into this one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Cassidy, you need to be shaved.
Yeah. It's a work in progress. As
we,
you can tell,
we,
part of her back is shaved.
The part that was bugging her the most, in addition, we will be taking her to get shaved. It's just us waiting for warmer weather.
25 will hit.
I understand.
Yes.
And that will do how much?
2d10.
Wow, Cassie, I think that's the most I've seen you wander around here.
It's because we will close the door.
We forced her to be social.
9.
I mean, what my parents do to me every now and again?
What?
What my parents do to me every now and again?
They throw you in a small space with a bunch
and
of strange people?
Back behind the wall.
Yes!
Huh, your parents are weird.
You can't
no,
free fire and free fire.
They just want me to be a little more social.
He would have just stood up, fired from that position, and went back down.
That's fine.
There was no need to pop out.
Yeah, I didn't say I popped out.
For hours and hours.
Okay.
And just right.
Tyler!
Well,
I do a ride.
They finally got fixed. I couldn't make anything with them, and they made it like how cool that I was not allowed to.
22.
22? Well, are you shooting at him?
Like, okay, cracked it open.
He's got no cover?
Yeah.
He has quarter cover, they have half cover.
I'll see the guy who does cover.
At least he has the least cover.
Should I let
her? You'll hit.
No, he doesn't want.
No.
They don't want that her to go down.
What?
You hit.
Oh. Sorry, I said no.
He said no to her.
He really wants to go down.
13.
Hit. The cat.
Adorable right now.
Yep, she's quite cute.
Too bad.
Because she's trying to play with her emotions.
Is it too bad?
She'll start talking after a while.
Yeah, she
she's like, why are you guys mocking me? I'll attack you in your sleep.
Does she do the mom?
No.
Okay.
She's
not,
like,
chemo.
She's not weird like chemo.
We were sleeping one night and mom got up one time because she heard somebody go, mom.
So she
went downstairs and she's like,
you said your AC is what?
She went
19.
Right downstairs.
Two hits
mom.
So far?
She's like, what?
3 hits, 4 hits, 5 hits.
And
then here's the leader.
That would be kind of creepy.
One crit.
Alright,
check and see if they all hit.
Alright, the one that really matters, the crit.
Unless there's we'll a bug, then he goes.
Yeah, 6 other hits. Five.
Hits. 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 Misses.
Yay.
Hits.
Okay.
So 4 hits.
4 and
crit.
A crit.
That's
gonna
hurt a lot.
Ooh, now they have their backs to us.
Yes, I sacrificed myself, so you
well, if you delayed it by one turn, I could have gotten in there to help you.
Yeah, from the looks of it, we're going to get inside and then have to call game for the evening.
Yeah, probably.
This is from the lieutenant.
Here we go.
That's 6, 13.
We got about an hour.
14.
That's a lot.
Well, the thing is, it depends how long it's going.
And one point of con is he shoots you right in the gut.
Oh my god!
You know, inside is going to take a long time.
Okay, and then we have 17 more.
Okay, I'll let you do math right now.
20, 25. Okay, you take a total of 28 more.
Okay, 28.
And then three of them have 2 bullets left. The other 3 have 4.
No.
All right. As the bug's like,
let me see if I'm still conscious.
No.
You should be.
I should be, but...
All the dwarves are like...
No, remember, she's
I pull the bullet out of my stomach.
Obviously she's a demon.
Remember, she's a demon.
I start cursing them in an orcish.
It's an
orc-loving demon charge thing?
Alright. You so cannot remember the swinging through the fence will imply minus 6 on your hit.
So, melee. How much hit points do you lose? Minus 1.
How do you lose the fence? Minus 2.
There's
one.
There's fence.
One modifier?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just your hit die.
Just, okay, so
does
15.
Me ignoring DR count?
It's hard.
If you were trying to break it, break the fence, then you would ignore its hardness and just do straight damage.
So,
but you are attempting to stab through the fence.
Alright, so I've got a plus 2 for charging, minus
6. So a net of minus 4.
Why don't you just charge the fence?
It'll how big are the holes?
More beneficial in the long run rather than taking minus 6.
That's why you're at a minus 6.
Can I break the fence?
That's what he was just telling you.
Yes, you can break the fence. You don't roll a hit, just roll straight damage. Using magic sword?
Yes.
Yes, I am. You roll that. You roll that.
It functions normal. I'll put his hit points back.
You know, I know exactly what's going to happen the first time I try and use my magic sword.
Explosion!
18.
It's almost dead.
Nice.
Okay.
It has 20 hit points.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Are we allowed to Benny the disbelief rolls?
No, because it is one of my rolls. You can Benny to put it out, rescue it, and whatnot.
A plus to my damage.
Is there anything that will just instantly destroy a magic item?
No, there's nothing that will instantly destroy a magic item.
Okay.
No, there is something that will instantly destroy it, but you always get a save.
Did you?
Okay, that's what I want to know, because I was worried that if I pulled out my sword, I would spontaneously...
That is always a save.
Okay.
There's no power word break.
Because it means if you're gonna learn the scroll,
that would just be mean.
I already rolled.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Plus 3.
That was
sword.
Amanda. She ran up and cut the fence, and they're like, "Run, Amanda!" Bang, bang, behind.
Okay. I guess I'll run down the opposite. Charge.
You should power attack.
Sure.
Full power attack.
Sure.
There's no full power attack.
That's right, with power attack.
Okay, roll to see if my sword...
Of course it works normally.
Okay.
That's only because you were giving it sass. It's gonna blow up, I know it. It's like,
Can you vital strike a fence?
Yes. You can vital strike whatever you want.
True.
I think the fence goes bye-bye.
You can't sneak attack it, though.
See, 9 plus 7 is 16, plus a minimum of 6.
Holy crap! Thankfully, you used that on the door.
Clink!
I've got the demon bullet absorber, the elf that just cut down the door, and then...
Steven!
The
there's no door there anymore. Although you think that the attention has finally come over this way.
Yeah, but they still don't notice me because there's now an elf that just ripped over their door.
And then she's laughing.
I'm just reviving this poor sap in front of me.
He's not a human.
No.
Really?
Or an elf.
Or
is he undead?
Or undead.
No.
We can make him.
I'm not going to use that properly.
What if it was your wife? Where did you leave her? Right.
She's on the boat.
Oh, let's see. First.
Yeah, she's on.
Do you say anything starting with the 2 hits? A 20 and plus?
Yes.
I think you're subduing? Yeah, does 16 hit?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
If we're not subduing.
They have padded armor, dude.
Hey, I'm going to Benny that.
It's because you can't.
Chris!
Can't, yeah.
Can you do power shot?
Bludgeoning or slashing?
It's morning star, so...
Bludgeoning or piercing. Do you want to box
I don't think
or
so.
There is actually
so
with a bow.
Throw,
no, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
They changed the feet.
From a ranged attack.
It's not?
But it's not, so I'll go with boxing the ears! My card went limp.
What does it do? Deadly aim. Trade ranged
and
attack bonus for damage.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking
that
about.
That means I had all 5 hits.
Okay. Power attack with the bow.
No, not that even. Add your strength to hit on a bow.
No.
You break the bow.
Weapon brawn.
I want to do it on a thrown weapon.
28. Brutal throw.
Yep.
32 for the damage.
Then you can get power throw after you get power attack.
32 plus 18 is 50, plus 10
is 60 plus 6, 66.
How very appropriate for what they think we are.
He is down.
And you are now visible to them.
Yes, yes.
Top around Jessica.
What's but who's, here's the question, who's more intimidating? The elf that just cut through the gate, or the guy who just downed a dwarf?
Or the demon who just got shot and then lived.
Or the
That was
dragon.
A lot of bullets put into her.
Or the dragon right behind them. Basically, they're surrounded, foo.
Yep. And none of the signals, well, supposedly, probably the Morse code things go inside.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and the signals have been lit.
No.
I'm fairly certain they know we're here on the inside.
Yeah. One signal has been lit. The other pyre has not.
See, this is kind of how we're supposed to attack, though, when we come from all sides. Including through a wall. Thank you, Jessica. Although the getting shot part is not part of the plan.
She ran up here, spun around that, the pillar right here, and went in.
Basically, she pulled a princess.
Tumbled.
Oh, she did what I do, kind of. Except you couldn't attack afterwards.
I saw the ad for the Prince of Persia movie.
It just wasn't a charge.
It looks like
I can charge.
In my eyes, I have
to
separate it from the Prince of Persia game.
Actually, from where I am
if it looks like their attention is shifted, I'm going to heal myself.
Okay. From where I am now, I can charge them. I think I'll do that next turn.
Alright.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
Jessica heals Ryan.
Why? I have to do the same thing.
Right back charge.
Oh, is the gate open?
Not yet.
My side is.
She'll open it up.
Oh, okay, well.
It has two hit points if you want to take it out yourself before me.
That's not worth his time.
No. Can I cleave after I get the
no.
the fence?
If you had supreme cleave.
No, because cleave requires you to hit a foe, not... Yeah. I don't think a fence counts as a foe.
What? That's your foe. Come on.
It's up to the DM.
You totally heard what it said about your mom.
But can I strike through it and hit the guy?
No.
That would have to be your actual target.
Could she hit the
if
guy?
If you did a full round attack, and there was someone still within range afterwards, then yes.
Okay. You said we can't use cleave with a full round attack.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They released a wireframe...
Jessica healed herself. Ryan, you reload?
I have three hits.
No, I pulled my pistol.
They basically listen to all of that texture.
Wait for them to break down the
road. I could have broken the fence in one go. I forgot I had three hits.
And no,
charge.
But you still could have done it in one go. You just forgot your power attack, remember?
Many people aren't going to shoot on that.
Okay. Actually, I'll do two shots because I can do that with a pistol, right?
Yes, but you're at a minus two.
That's fine.
And you don't have proficiency, so mine is awesome.
Will it jam? No,
care,
it does a thing.
It will jam as well, because you do not know how it works.
They can go play their refrigerators for all I care.
I even think the blood elves fit into the horde. They're brutal enough.
11.
They're heartless enough.
Before it was Steven petting me, I'm like, what are you doing?
No. See, I'll pet the 18? Guys because they know it's sweet. Nothing sensual. I'm not going to just randomly start petting women, especially when they're involved, because then I might get sexual harassment.
He's got such a nice set of hair.
I'm actually running low on shampoo. I'm turning on my hair softener
to
make it even super.
Gets up to 25.
Conditioner?
I need to get a vinegar shampoo.
Is he...
Does he know I'm there? His shoulder sitting in the hallway.
And you are well outside of 60 feet. Or 30 feet.
I have some shampoo that might do it already.
I think it was Ivan's.
Is the gate down?
No. Amanda hasn't gone again.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
All right, I will charge that door from in that square.
Copycat.
I did it better.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, because I missed.
Well, she didn't punch anyone either. She just got
you,
hit.
You still had to like forward momentum after you tumbled, so you fall face first.
That's why he's down 10.
Okay.
Let's see.
You move good, though.
I try. I don't move nearly as fast as you, though.
They actually glower at you, and you hear him say in a very broken Sylvanian, "Traitor elf."
No. We're gonna try the dark elf thing.
What are you
just
talking?
Like, Drow?
Ooh. You and suddenly all of the guys suddenly look at him and go, ah!
You did not just go there.
What's your AC?
You did, girlfriend.
What's your AC minus the 4 and everything? No. Minus 2 for charging as well.
Any of them? Okay. How many of them can't fire this round? 3 of them, right?
22.
They have pistols now.
They have pistols.
I know.
Are they revolver pistols?
They're revolver pistols.
I know. They're out of it. They fired the last 2 bullets. Right,
three of them were down to 2 bullets last round.
Okay, so now they're out of ammo.
Now they're out of ammo.
22.
Okay, so 3 hits so far.
I understand that they have 6 bullets.
Fail.
1 hit, so I'm up to 4 hits, and then El Capitan, primary. Secondary. You said 24?
22.
That will just hit, because you're within 30 feet. And you charged.
Yes, so that's why I have a 22.
Is he level 6 or higher?
Ooh, armor's check.
Yes, he is.
Attack.
No, third attack won't hit.
Then he has 1 bullet left.
In this gun.
Yep.
Yes.
You'll need to check to make sure my armor functions.
Alright, so you got 4 or 5 bullets coming in. Fire's normal.
Fine.
Stops working on that bullet.
Okay. The last one.
Fine.
Okay.
So it's just now regular armor, not magic armor.
No, for that bullet. What that means is it stops things like fortification.
Oh, okay.
Basically, my AC is going to stay the same regardless.
Yeah.
If I had something like shadowing or fortification. Yeah.
Alright, so let's see.
I'm so glad a lot of my damage comes from just me being awesome.
Awesomeness.
Ow.
Wow.
That's a DA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which dice did you roll?
I rolled a D8 in there. I was like, what the hell?
That's not right.
You know what?
Plus 5, that's 32 points of damage.
How many shots was that?
5.
So, 22. Okay.
Minus 2, yes.
It's minus 2 per shot.
Yep.
And then he goes, man!
What?
Honor challenge.
I'll take it.
No.
He's done.
He called me a drow.
Alright, whatever.
Do you want me to run cleanup?
They jumped off. They will all take 13, so that puts them up to 30.
See where they go.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot one. Wait, do I have to get an attack of opportunity?
No, you have a ranged weapon out.
No, she has a sword.
But she still has a fence between her and
yes, there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.